I'm here at the Dixie Deer Classic, and in this interview, I'm speaking with Dave Boland, and I'm going to first of all let you tell me what you do, who you work for, and then we'll kind of get into this whole, what we're doing here at the Deer Classic.
I don't work for anybody. I'm just a volunteer. This is all done, all done voluntarily. You can't get paid. In fact, it's just like any other hobby. It costs you money. Whether you're gardening or, you know, whatever you're doing, it's, it costs you money. It, that's what, a to me, is a hobby. Something that costs you money, you don't make money on. And that's what it is, volunteering. There's different organizations that you can measure for. Long Hunters is a muzzleloader. Boone and Crockett, of course, everybody knows. Pope Young's is for archery. And there's even a new shed book now for just sheds. But, so the system is all the same based on the Boone and Crockett measurements, which is done in very symmetrically. It's what we're doing actually is doubling the smallest of everything on the typical part. And the non-typical part, it's all added. The difference between a typical and non-typical is you either add the non-typical to make it a non-typical, or you subtract the non-typical, if there is any, from a typical score to make it a typical.
So first of all, and then would I describe you as an official measurer, or how do you describe that?
Yes, there's several guys here at the show that will be official measures. There's, like I said, there's different organizations you can measure for, and everybody isn't qualified or hasn't taken a class to measure for all the different organizations. So I happen to be able to measure for all the four major ones, which is Boone and Crockett, Muzzleloader, Bow Hunters, and then also the Shed Club, which I'm the record chairman for.
All right. Well, one of the things that I think might be interesting to note is here, people think or might think that the only way or reason or that you might get your deer rack measured is because you've got a trophy. You know, you always think of the trophy word. But in reality, anybody could come to you or into a show like this and bring their deer in to have it measured, right?
Absolutely. I don't know about, and I'm sure most of the measures are the same way, but whether it's a spike, which is your first deer, it's a trophy. It's the biggest thing you've ever shot. It's super. No matter what it is, they're good. They're trophies, all in a different sense, maybe. But whatever size you want, you can bring in. And another thing is, even if you don't enter animals, which you don't have to, we measure them and then let you know what the score is. You don't get score sheets normally, but that way you have an idea what you're looking for. If you got 125 incher and you want to shoot 140 incher, now you got a standard. Okay, my buck scores this to get 140 incher. If that's what I'm looking for, I got something to look at now, so I know what I'm looking at. It helps.
So when we talk about the measurement, and we I know points is a big thing. Like, how many points do they have? And describe to me how you add that all up, because it's not just saying it's a measurement of this from this point to that point only, right?
Right. On a typical rack, there's 21 measurements, of which 19 count. The tip to tip and the greatest don't count. The other 19 measurements count. A point has to be 1 inch long before it can be counted at all, and it has to be longer than it is wide from the 1 inch from there on. So then it's counted a point. Then you add them all up, and then you have side-to-side deducts. Like if you got a 26-inch beam on one side and 24 on the other side, you got a 2-inch difference in the difference column. So all we're doing is, like I said before, is you're doubling the shortest of everything. So you can have an 18-inch G2, and on the other side is 12-inch. You're only going to get 12 of it. So here I have a 6-inch side-to-side deduct. Okay. But on normal side-to-side deducts, not counting non-typical points, is 3 inches to 8 inches. If you get less than 3 inches on a rack, you got a rack that's really symmetrical. And I've only measured a handful in my life that's been less than an inch. And usually they're 4x4s because they have two less points to match against each other. So it's just that much easier for them.
What would be considered then a really large score? And I know that this is going to vary all over regionally and all that kind of stuff.
It depends on what you mean by that. If you mean by as far as the record books are concerned, mm-hmm. Everybody talks about Boone and Crockett minimum, which is the greatest. If you get something that makes Boone and Crockett minimums, it's unreal. Like a typical whitetail is 170 and a non-typical is 195. And, of course, the other organizations are definitely lower because they're much more difficult to get to. And then sheds, they're 60 inches for a single, and a non-typical is 70 inches for just one side. Mm-hmm. So it's but in each state now, it's different. Like here down south, they don't seem to have quite as big a racks as they do in the northern, and I'm not sure why. I have no idea why. Maybe your biologist can tell you that. It could be where the hunting seasons are held or how many bucks you're allowed to shoot in a year, or I don't know. I don't think genetics has something to do with it, but it's not the whole answer by any means.
So how big of an area do you travel, or do you go all around the country?
I travel all over the country, which is not normal. I'm retired, and my wife puts up with it. And it's, like I say, it's a hobby that I enjoy doing. And it's, as a fishing measure, you can sit at home and wait for people to come to your place, or you can go to one show or a show every week if you want this time of year. It depends upon how much you're into it, how much you enjoy it, and how much you want to do it. It's, so official measure can measure any place in North America.
Well, looking at your experience with this, can you give us an anecdote of any that have been especially memorable in terms of either the show or just somebody's deer?
As far as the shows go, this one and another one in Arkansas are the two biggest shows that I go to, and they're just unbelievable. The people in the South seem to have, I don't know what it is, if it's a more passion or more excitement, I don't know what it is, but they seem to be so much more into it than, say, from the Midwest where I'm from. I mean, we still get excited, but, I mean, you come to the show here and 80% of the racks are mounted, which takes twice as long to measure everything. Where you go to most of your other shows in the North, they don't mount 100 inches or 120 inches. They just don't, and you got to love it. I mean, it's just... You
especially
do.
If you're a taxidermist, right?
Oh, especially if you're a taxidermist. You'd love to see it. But, yeah, I mean, and you have more heads here than any place else I've ever measured. I think last year, or I'm not sure, shouldn't say that. But I know they've had as many as over 700 heads here. And most I've ever did in any other show was 600. I think it was either our first or second show in Minnesota. And they copied the show down here. The guy from Minnesota came to North Carolina because he lived here and saw their show. And thought, man, that's a good idea, and brought it back to Minnesota, and we've been doing it ever since there. And, you know, everybody does it all over the country now. But this is the granddaddy, I think, of all the shows, the deer shows, is right here.
If somebody's interested in doing what you do, or at least learning more about the system, what would you recommend to them?
Some of your state organizations have groups that you can go to. Like at home, we have a state measuring organization, and we'll teach you. It costs you some money, and you get a book that tells you how to do it. But we'll give you a class, and you can come to our shows and help measure. And there again, you can just find out if you want to do it. But I'm sure other states have the same thing. But if you want to go into become a national measure, then you have to apply for either the Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young or even the Shed Club. We have our own measuring group, too. So, but yeah, you just got to contact the national organizations to get into them, but if you just want to find out more about it, just join your state organization, like the club right here, the Bow Hunters. They've got a club here, I think, in this state.
Anything else about measuring these deer, these racks, and that we didn't touch on here that you think people might be interested to know?
Most people think that they always talk about number of points, the mass, and the width, the inside spread of a deer. But if you want to shoot a deer that's going to score good, you want to shoot a deer that has long, tall tines. That makes more difference than anything else. I've got a system I'm working on. I want to get a story on it someday. And it explained it really well how much difference it makes if you've got tines. Because a deer with the same, a 4.5-year deer will have the same beam lengths and the same mass on the general and the average is just always. But the same 4.5-year-old deer, one deer might have 12, 14-inch tines, and the same age deer, 4.5-year deer, have tines that are 6, 8 inches long. But it's the same age deer, but the tine length is what makes that deer score so much better. And there are, every deer will never be a Boone and Crockett. That's just the way it is. Didn't get into measuring until I saw all these, got to see, thousands of heads, you think, man, every deer can be Boone and Crockett. It's not possible. I've been able to, over the years, people pick up sheds off deer multiple years, and then the deer gets shot, and it'll score in 150s every year. So 150, 150. I got a deer on our farm right now. He scored 3 years in a row. He's a 3.5, 4.5, and a 5.5-year old. He scored 136 2 years ago. Last year he scored 138, and this year he scored 142. And he's a 4.5-year-old deer, weighs over 200 pounds. He'll never be a big deer. I mean, he's high-scoring deer. Body-wise, he dwarfs everything on our farm. But he'll never be a Boone and Crockett. He probably won't even hit 150. So,
well, I'm still looking for one that I want to even bother to have measured. Although I hunt with a couple guys who have had that pleasure already, let's say.
Like I say, everything's a trophy.
Oh, I've got the rack still, so they're for me to admire on my own, I guess you might say. Well, thank you very much, Dave Bolin, for telling us about a little bit about how this all works, because I know it's something that I, again, personally don't know a whole lot about. And here at the Dixie Deer Classic, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.